This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. There are two givens in American medicine. The first is that it will take decades for something that is new and remarkably effective to find its way into mainstream practice. Fortunately, in medicine, these remarkable new drugs and treatments are few and far between. The other given is that tests and treatments that are proven to be ineffective hang on forever, particularly if there's a financial benefit to the provider. There is strong evidence that many people are overdiagnosed and overtreated for a wide range of conditions, such as prostate and thyroid cancers, asthma, diabetes, and chronic kidney disease. The new mantra I teach in medical school is as much as possible for the patient, as little as possible to the patient. A case in point is the routine pelvic exam for a woman. Generations of women have resisted visiting a doctor out of fear that they may be told they need to have a gynecology exam or pelvic exam, which is both embarrassing and uncomfortable. More than 60 million pelvic exams are performed in the United States each year. Now, one of the most scholarly and unbiased groups in American medicine, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, has determined that the evidence is insufficient to recommend routine screening pelvic exams in asymptomatic women who are not pregnant. The Preventive Services Task Force looked for evidence of benefit to women in terms of reducing death, reducing pelvic diseases, or improving the quality of life. No doubt many doctors will still recommend the exams, feeling that it's always a good idea just to make sure there's nothing wrong, even though the evidence for benefit is dubious. Other doctors, with specific concerns about diagnosing clinically silent infections, will recommend some of the newer tests, such as a new urine test, which are highly accurate for detecting chlamydia and gonorrhea, or tests for cervical cancer, which do not involve a full pelvic exam. While there are no urine tests for many other infections, there is also no data to suggest that doctors can accurately detect these diseases or whether detecting and treating the conditions early before women develop symptoms is of any benefit. And the panel pointed out that there is some evidence that screening pelvic examinations can cause some harm. For example, false positives are when a test comes back as positive, but it's wrong. There really is no problem. Evidence shows that the false positive rates of, say, ovarian cancer with pelvic exam range from 1 to 9%, potentially leading to unnecessary diagnostic procedures and even surgery. The practice of medicine is very slow to change. We all know old habits die hard. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.